Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking ocean shipping with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
I'm Randy Grillner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's National Security Advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Grillner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grillner for U.S. Senate.
We're talking now with Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Let's start with this piece of legislation that's made it through Congress, signed into law by the president, the Ocean Shipping Act that gives us a little more leverage, hopefully, to make sure that our fresh meat, frozen meat exports are treated fairly and are able to move successfully to our end destination. This is, I know, a measure, and this is an issue that you've paid a lot of attention to.
Yeah, exactly, Ron. We've all been talking about international shipping congestion for months now, and it continues to be a real problem, threatening to slow down demand. Demand's still pretty darn good, but this threatens to slow it down. And so, yes, the Ocean Shipper Reform Act that was signed into law here just in the last few days is a big step forward. We feel like this will enable the industry, our exporters in particular, to be able to get a little more leverage to ship product more promptly. I mean, one of our big selling points as an exporter industry for beef and pork in particular has been the ability to ship reliably week after week. And the last several months, that has not been the case. So this should enable us to get back on a more level playing field. It'll take some time to sort through this congestion still. But for example, one of the things that I think this act will do will hopefully put some pressure on the steamship lines to fill more of the containers and send them back full rather than empty back to Asia. And we've been pushing hard along with many other organizations in the industry for this sort of reform, and it's a good thing to see it finally here.
I know that this is so key, that chilled, that fresh type product. We just don't have a lot of wiggle room when it comes to trying to get this this product successfully to, especially to Asia.
Exactly right. I mean, and the fresh chilled product, never frozen, is our bread and butter. I mean, this is what sets U.S. beef and U.S. pork apart from most other supply sources in the world. And you're exactly right. That means we need to have reliable shipping reliable delivery service is really what we need. You can ship it, but if it doesn't deliver on time, this is a problem. So, very key that we get back on a mode of being reliable in our deliveries. And I think this act that was just signed should go a long way in helping get us on the right road.
To the untrained eye, maybe, we're still having a lot of success, especially on the beef side. Yet another month, our latest numbers are out that show another month of $1 billion worth of export product leaving and making it into our export markets. We just continue to have a lot of support from overseas. The demand just continues to be there, despite the fact that prices are significantly higher than they were over, say, a year and 2 years ago.
Yeah, the demand has been resilient, to say the least. That's probably an understatement. I mean, the demand in some of these countries is record-breaking. I think there's a lot of issues at work here. I mean, I think, as we've talked before, you have this expanding middle class globally. You have increased spending power in a lot of these countries. You've also got food service rebounding in Asia, and a lot of people may not remember this, but you know, Asia only recently, Japan, Korea, two of our largest markets, only came out of their most recent emergency COVID shutdown, lockdown on food service 2 months ago. So, you know, we actually on a call last night with our Asian offices, and we feel some pent-up demand on the food service side as we get into summer, which is usually a pretty darn good time of year for demand at food service in a normal year. This year it might even be better than most because they've been locked down for so long and people are starting to get out. It's a little bit like what we saw in the U.S. The last half of last year.
Dan Hallstrom, the USMEF. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.